fighting rages in Syria, with neither the rebels nor government forces able to achieve a decisive victory. But experts say what comes next could be even worse.
Of course, the worst case in Syria is more than imaginable. It's possible.
Middle East expert Ali Ebrahimi of the London School of Economics.
What is looking more likely is that if the regime were to collapse, you would get the worst case scenario of revenge killings and intercommunal violence. And you would also probably see violent power struggles from within the victorious opposition. And then, of course, regional actors coming in to back their own horses.
It's a bleak scenario, but not a surprising one. Syria is split among Sunni and Shiite Muslims, various clans and sects, and Islamic militants and liberals.
Syria is a crisis that may not be resolved for years to come, precisely because it plays into all of these underlying sectarian and regional power struggles.
Brahimi is referring to Iran, a Shiite power that backs Syria's Shiite leaders from the Alawite sect, who in turn facilitate its influence in Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states that would like to see a Sunni-led Syria and a weaker Iran. Beyond that, Western powers would like to see a liberal democratic Syria, while Russia is determined to protect its influence in the country. But experts like Chris Doyle at the Council for Arab-British Understanding say an extended Syrian civil war is not inevitable if the various domestic and international partners can be convinced their interests will be protected.
If the regime was to fall from power right now, there'd be a huge power struggle within Syria. If, however, there is some sort of political solution, it's a very clear transition process, then there is some chance that Syria can exit this dreadful crisis with something to look forward to.
But that would require agreement on the most contentious issue, whether President Assad would resign immediately or stay at least for a transitional period. Neither side is budging on that.
It's possible to resolve this, it's just that nobody really wants to at the moment.
And that means Syrians are likely to face more months, if not years, of fighting, whether Mr. Assad is in office or not. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.